Hegseth orders Pentagon to identify $50 billion in budget cuts. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed military officials to identify $50 billion in potential cuts from the upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget so that the savings can be redirected to President Donald Trump's national defense priorities, the Pentagon announced on February 19. The Department of Defense plans to review the budget drawn up by the previous administration and develop a list of potential savings that could be realigned from low-impact and low-priority Biden legacy programs, according to a statement from Robert Salesis, who is performing the duties of the Deputy Defense Secretary. Salesis said, "Excessive bureaucracy and programs targeting climate change or other woke programs such as diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives would be targeted. The offsets are targeted at 8% of the Biden administration's FY26 budget, totaling around $50 billion, which will then be spent on programs aligned with President Trump's priorities," Salesis said. It was not immediately clear which aspects of the Pentagon spending on climate change or DEI programs would be targeted or amount to $50 billion in savings. Salesis said the Defense Department is conducting the review to ensure American taxpayers' dollars are being used in a way that delivers on the President Trump's defense priorities efficiently and effectively. "President Trump's charge to the department is clear: to achieve peace through strength. We will do this by putting forward budgets that revive the warrior ethos, rebuild our military, and re-establish deterrence," he said. "To achieve our mandate from President Trump, we are guided by his priorities, including securing our borders, building the Iron Dome for America, and ending radical and wasteful government DEI programs and preferencing." The Epoch Times has contacted the Pentagon for further comment. Hegseth praises Musk, Doge. Salesis's comments echo those made by Hegseth at a press conference in Stuttgart, Germany last week, one of three stops on his first overseas visit to Europe since taking office. Speaking to reporters, Hegseth praised the work Elon Musk has been doing as head of the Department of Government Efficiency, adding that he hoped to welcome the businessman and his team to the Pentagon soon for a collaboration. "There are waste, redundancies and headcounts in headquarters that need to be addressed," the defense secretary said on February 12. He criticized various climate programs pursued at the Defense Department under the previous administration. "The Defense Department is not in the business of climate change, solving the global thermostat. We're in the business of deterring and winning wars," Hegseth told the press conference. "So, things like that we want to look for to find efficiencies and many others, the way we acquire weapons, system procurement." The Pentagon's announcement comes as the military assembles its fiscal year 2026 request, a congressional process that often starts late during transitions between new presidential administrations. The Pentagon's annual budget is approaching $1 trillion. In December, then-President Joe Biden signed a bill authorizing $895 billion in defense spending for the fiscal year ending September 30. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.